the big picture. Seeing the wood for the trees, that's what we've been doing. We saw that it begins with God. It continues through, doesn't it, to the fall. But then the promise, which we saw last time, the promise of a Savior, the promise that would come to make good the damage of the fall. So what's the next big event? Well, there's Cain and there's Abel. There's sin in the world. So Adam and Eve's children, one becomes a murderer, one is murdered. But then they have another son, Seth. And that's the hope. That's the one from whom that Savior is going to come. And I suppose it might have been hoped that people lived longer then, didn't they? Adam going on till 930. Well, that's an age that maybe the Messiah would have come. Maybe he would have come quickly. Maybe he'd have come there within their generation. But no, he didn't. And instead, the world went gradually worse and worse and worse. It went into steepling decline. Now, there were godly people like Enoch who walked with God. And then he was taken because the Lord took him to be with himself there. Didn't die in that respect. But the rest of the world went from bad to worse to worse. Why? Because that's what the world does without God. That's a world without God. Well, they had Humanism Day at the school recently. And, well, I don't know what good news humanists have to tell. They don't believe in God. And they believe that we can be good without God. That's the slogan. You and I, we can be good without God. I've got news. We can't. And that world that went from bad to worse shows that you can't be good without God. It was a world that had turned its back on God. Which brings us then, we'll complete this next week, the next big event, judgment. Judgment. That was the next big event, the big story, God's dealings with our ancient world. Because what God saw grieved him to, as it were, the core of his being, to see the inclination of people was always towards wickedness, and that there was violence on the earth, and that it was evil. We were doing it at Seekers the other week, and how it was that one man, God warned that there was judgment to come. Think of it, just one man who was righteous in the sight of God amidst a whole company of people where really things were just going from bad to worse. No love for God, no obedience, and where God had now declared enough. God's long-suffering, God's patience had reached its conclusion, and he said, enough. I'm going to bring this world to an end. Do you know? And I know that what God was going to bring was a flood. A flood to destroy the whole earth, to cover the entirety of it. Not just a little flood somewhere here in Judea, not just a little bit of rain here. Well, we've had the storm somewhere. Dennis, Kira, it's a bit quieter now for the next couple of weeks. Happy to report. But, you know, something very severe, the likes of which the world had not seen, because we rather think it hadn't seen rainfall of that kind ever. To that point, it was a different climate, different situation, different setup. And so Noah was told, this is going to happen, and tell people, begin to warn them of what's going to come. Oh, and for you and your family, build that special boat, the ark, a huge boat that was going to be for your salvation and for the salvation. The animal kind is going to come in two by two, be saved, be able then after the flood to go out into the earth and multiply. But it was going to take time. Time to build an ark, but also time because God is patient. Do you know that? God is so, so patient. Noah stood there warning and warning and saying, there's a reason that we're building this ark because God is going to judge the world for its wickedness. Repent, therefore. Second Peter, it says that Noah's a preacher of righteousness, talking about how you can be made right with God, how you can be forgiven, how you can escape the wrath to come. And the people, as we know, paid no attention whatsoever to him, other than his family. They listened. But the rest of mankind didn't listen. And they had 120 years to listen. That's a long time as well. That's a long time in my reckoning. But even though in those days people lived a lot longer than they live today, that is still a long time. And the Bible tells us that was God's patience. Patience while Noah was building the ark, before the day came and the rain began. Judgment. And it says in Hebrews that Noah was divinely warned of things not seen. He hadn't seen rain. He hadn't seen the need for a great big boat. He hadn't seen the judgment. He wasn't going to see it for 120 years. And he stood, he preached for 120 years. And his family, that was eight, including himself, were saved. Extraordinary. And the Lord himself said, Luke 17, isn't it there, that, well, when his day comes for his return, it'll be like the days of Noah. We look at our society, don't we? We look at the world in general. We wonder what day that we're in, the days of Noah. Preaching, preaching, no response. Judgment. And so that's what we actually warn people about ourselves. Out in the open air, stand wherever we can, give people literature. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Christ return. I haven't seen the elements dissolve in fervent heat. I haven't seen the sun not give out its light and the moon be turned there to blood. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it happen. Beautiful moons we've seen over this season. Beautiful starlight there, which we get. They're going to be falling, apparently. They're going to be dropping like autumn leaves. I haven't seen it happen, but I believe it's going to happen because I believe God's word is true. And if he says there is judgment, I believe it. And I'd urge you, you believe it too. Noah believed it, and he had to keep believing it for 120 years. What? I don't think I'm going to have another 120 years to be standing preaching. How many more years I've got to be standing preaching? I don't think it'll be 120. But that's how long he had. Preached, and he preached, and he preached. And people didn't listen. So there's something for us to think. Do we listen? Do we hear it? Do we believe it? We haven't seen it. Haven't seen Christ return. Believe in what I read in the Bible. We're going to be doing that at Holiday Bible Club. It's what's in the book. That's what it tells us in that book. And we believe what's in that book. And so we believe that's coming one day. Do you credit that? Do you believe that? The days of Noah. Well, his generation didn't. But don't you be like that generation. Because what God says, God will do. Just as the ark, and we'll look at this a bit more next week, just as the ark is that refuge, that place of safety, that place that will carry you through to a new world. Well, God has promised to any who will reach out for that, that he has got a refuge for us, his son. So let's sing hymn number 126, It Passeth Knowledge, That Dear Love of Thine, 126.